For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. If you shop online, a new era is coming that will affect your wallet. The U.S. Supreme Court has made a ruling that says states can force shoppers to pay sales taxes, even if the retailer has no brick-and-mortar presence in the shopper's state. 41 states, as well as the District of Columbia, had urged the court to take this path because they said they were missing out on tens of billions of dollars of revenue every year. The case was brought by South Dakota, which argued it was losing $50 million a year in sales taxes. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says now it's an even playing field.
Non-collection of sales taxes has been subsidizing Amazon and Wayfair and other internet retailers, in my professional view, unfairly for 20-plus years.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. With your stream to optimize it up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Airlines and now cities are putting up resistance to moving some of the children that have been separated from their parents at the border. A bipartisan group of mayors is in Texas to keep up the pressure on the Trump administration. Steve Benjamin of Columbia, South Carolina, is president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
The nation's mayors are here today to lend strength and a bipartisan voice to the fight for more just and humane immigration policy.
At a Minnesota rally last night, President Trump indicated North Korea has returned the remains of 200 U.S. soldiers from the Korean War. It's not been confirmed by the military, but it follows up on the assurances that Mr. Trump says he got from Kim Jong-un at their summit. South Korea reporter Don Kirk.
It's assumed that they would be taken back to an air base in Seoul. From there, they would go to Hawaii, where they would be subject to forensic examination.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The weekly report on first-time claims for unemployment is released, and USA's Chris Barnes has a look at it.
The numbers from the Labor Department saying 218,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 3,000 fewer than the week before, and most analysts had expected the number to come in a few thousand higher than it did. States showing the biggest increases in claims were Pennsylvania, California, Florida, and Texas. The biggest drops in claims were seen in Missouri, Arkansas, Mississippi, and New Mexico. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today is the summer solstice and the official start of summer, and sunrise began the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. Nearly 10,000 people gathered at Stonehenge in Britain at dawn to mark the occasion. It's the beginning of the summer solstice, the day of the year that the North Pole is most inclined toward the sun. As a result, the sun can be seen longer than any other day. The opposite occurs in December for the winter solstice. At Stonehenge, the sun rose behind the heelstone entrance to the stone circle, and rays of sunlight were channeled into the monument center. Celebrating the solstice at Stonehenge is a tradition that experts say goes back thousands of years. Stonehenge is usually closed to the public, but it opens for the summer solstice. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.